This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Taliban could isolate Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, in 30 days and potentially take it over in 90 days, a U.S. defense official told Reuters Wednesday, citing a U.S. intelligence assessment. Taliban fighters have taken control of 8 provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghanistan and have taken or threatened to take 11 provincial capitals, a senior EU official said Tuesday. U.S. intelligence assessments had warned the Afghan government could fall in as little as 6 months. The U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the new assessment followed the rapid gains the Taliban had been making around Afghanistan. Germany and the Netherlands said Wednesday they've stopped forced repatriations of Afghan migrants because of deteriorating security in Afghanistan as the Taliban pressed on with its rapid advance in the country's north. Germany's Interior Ministry spokesperson wrote on Twitter, quote, "Due to current developments in the security situation, the Interior Minister has decided to suspend deportations to Afghanistan for the time being," end quote. Separately in The Hague, the Dutch State Secretary for Justice and Security announced a moratorium on deportation decisions and departures. Wednesday's move by the Germans and Dutch marked a sharp U-turn from their previous position. Belarus has told the United States to reduce its embassy staff in Minsk and revoked its consent to the appointment of Julie Fischer as the ambassador. This in response to the latest sanctions by Washington, Russia's RIA news agency reported Wednesday. They quoted a Belarus foreign ministry spokesperson saying Minsk wants embassy staff reduced by 5 by September 1st. A blast killed 8 members of the security forces Wednesday during an operation in northern Iraq to detonate explosives planted by the Islamic State group, a security source said. A military combat engineer was preparing a charge to detonate unexploded ordnance laid by the jihadists in a province north of Baghdad, quote, when a mistake was made and the explosion happened, end quote, the source told AFP. The blast killed 6 soldiers and 2 policemen charged with oil field protection, the source said. Rescuers were working to clear tons of rocks and mud Wednesday after a landslide buried about 60 people in India's Himalayan north, killing at least 10 people. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police said a bus carrying about 24 people had been buried under the rubble. A local police official at the site told AFP that rocks were still falling in the area. 14 rescued people had injuries, but should be okay after treatment, the official added. Firefighters, troops, and civilian volunteers battled blazes in forests across northern Algeria Wednesday, as the country reeled over the deaths of at least 65 people in the latest Mediterranean wildfires. Algeria's president declared 3 days of national mourning starting Thursday, and authorities say they suspect widespread arson after so many fires erupted in such a short space of time. Several arrests have been announced, but the identity or suspected motives of those detained have not been disclosed. State television reported 28 of those killed were soldiers deployed to help overstretched emergency services tackle the rash of more than 50 fires that broke out Tuesday. 2 people died, 3 were injured after jumping from the 4th floor of a building in Myanmar's commercial capital to escape a raid by security forces, authorities said Wednesday. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military's February coup, with over 900 killed and more than 7,000 arrested in a bloody crackdown, according to a local monitoring group. Rights groups in the UN say hundreds of anti-coup demonstrators have disappeared and protesters face arbitrary arrest and the threat of torture. Kenyan civil servants have until late August to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk disciplinary action, according to a government document made public this week. The order comes as Parliament is due to consider a motion to bar unvaccinated people or those without negative COVID certifications from certain public and private spaces. Kenya's witnessing a surge in coronavirus cases, but the vaccine rollout remains slow. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.